From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called The Gospel, the Foundation and the Fullness of the Christian Life. The text is verses 11 and 12 of chapter 1, where Paul emphasizes that the gospel must make itself known in the lives of those who believe it. In the earlier part of the message, we saw that Paul rejoiced in the efficacy of the gospel and in the experience of the merits of Christ in his own life, as well as in the effects of the gospel in the lives of the Roman Christians. He testified that the gospel was the core of his existence, the substance of his preaching, his praying, and his living. Now the apostle is describing the task God had laid upon him as Christ's servant. It was to lead men and women to a saving knowledge of Christ. For Paul, evangelism is the first task of the church. Then it is the job of the ministry to establish believers in the gospel so that they may serve God effectively. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, that means instructing Christians in the very heart of the gospel, the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to a brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, written by the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Woman's War. The text is found in Judges chapter 4 and verse 9. The Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Rather an unusual text, but there may be souls in the world that may have faith enough to grasp it. Barak, the man, though called to the war, had little stomach for the fight unless Deborah would go with him. And so the Lord determined to make it a woman's war. By this means he rebuked the slackness of the man, and gained for himself the more renown, and cast the more shame upon the enemies of his people. The Lord can still use feeble instrumentalities. Why not me? He may use persons who are not commonly called to the great public engagements. Why not you? The woman who slew the enemy of Israel was no Amazon, but a wife who tarried in her tent. She was no orator, but a woman who milked the cows and made butter. May not the Lord use any one of us to accomplish his purpose? Somebody may come to the house today, even as Sisera came to Jael's tent. Be it ours, not to slay him, but to save him. Let us receive him with great kindness, and then bring forth the blessed truth of salvation by the Lord Jesus, our great substitute, and press home the command, Believe and live. Who knoweth but some stout-hearted sinner may be slain by the gospel today? As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast. LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
We would catch the burden for evangelism. Because all that I have said is to say God can use anybody who is dedicated to Him. But God has not brought the church forward through stupid people. Oh, He can use those kind of people. I'm very glad He can. If He didn't, it would be a hard job for me. But God does not. Paul was humanly a genius. He was the greatest of the apostles. Martin Luther was a genius. John Calvin was a genius. John Owen was a genius. Jonathan Edwards was a genius. McShane was a genius. The Bonner brothers were geniuses. Spurgeon was a genius. There is no premium on dullness or dumbness. What I'm saying to you tonight is, if God has blessed you with brains and with talent, oh, get on your knees before God and realize that the God who says He deprived the ostrich of basic common sense is the same God who has given you what you have. And He has given you it that you may put it on the altar for Christ. Evangelism, in all its forms, giving out the gospel, leaving a gospel tract, giving a word of testimony, inviting a sinner to the gospel meeting, going to say, don't say, I'll see you there, I'll bring you there. Opening up your home to bring sinners in, using your own board, your own table, to make it a place of evangelism. Whatever God puts upon your heart. But this is the thing. Paul looked out at the city and he said, I have got to win it for Christ. That's the first task of the church of Jesus Christ. Whatever else we do, if we lose out in evangelism, we have lost our reason to exist. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel. Go and teach all nations. Is it too much to envisage? From this little congregation in Greenville, the gospel will reach out, not just by radio waves or internet, but by personal word, work, and witness. The gospel will reach out to the world. Is that too much to envisage? Is it too much to envisage that this great nation will be reached and from this place will go out young men to every great center of population, and from there to the towns and cities and villages of America with the gospel of Jesus Christ? I believe that once God sets fire to a church to evangelize, that conflagration will burn under divine control in such a way that no man or devil could stop it. Paul said the first thing was evangelism. That was his task. But evangelism is not an end in itself. It's not the end of the road. Evangelism is to make sinners into saints. And that leads us then to the second strand in Paul's task, which is establishment. You see, Paul wanted to go to Rome because there were people there already saved. That was unusual for him, for he didn't normally go where someone else had been before him doing the preaching. He usually broke virgin soil. In this case, there was no other preacher or apostle there. These people had come together from many places, so Paul wanted to go and see them strengthened. The idea is rooted and grounded. He wanted to see them strengthened. That was always his concern. You remember what he wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, praying for them that God would grant you according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. This was Paul's burden, to see Christians established. See, it's a lovely thing to see somebody saved. Just as it's a beautiful thing to see a newborn babe. But you've got to see something beyond that. I've often said to you, it's only when you get into a family where the baby remains a baby, that you understand just what an awful heartbreak that is. It's lovely to see people saved. But once they're saved, they've got to be rooted and grounded and strengthened by the might of Christ. He wrote to the Thessalonians in chapter 3, verse 2 of his first epistle, I send Timotheus, our brother, and minister of God and fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you. The word means to strengthen you, to make you solid. I think that gets the meaning. To make you solid. When you see people saved, you want to see them made solid in the faith. Solid in the gospel. Again, writing to the Thessalonians in chapter 2:17 of the second epistle, he says, may the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Now, here's the question. How does God establish Christians? How does God make them solid? How does He establish them in good words and good works? How does God do that? Well, here's the answer. Romans 16:25 spells it out. Now to Him that is of power to establish you, listen, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. You remember what he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This is how God makes people solid. He teaches them the gospel. I'll tell you, there is something that is a great problem in modern day Christianity. I heard a preacher recently. My wife has been gone, so I could do this without having a sermon poured into my ear. I should say that when I have studied a certain length of time and I get a break, so as I don't get too dull. If I can get a half hour to watch somebody play golf, how it ought to be played, realize why I don't usually go on a golf course, I do that. But of course, you know, American television, they show adverts, and I detest adverts. I can't think of anything that I would see advertised in a television program would make me want to buy it. It makes me so mad that they have had the audacity to interrupt me that I would just not buy it out of spite. So every time that comes on, I flip away, and to the consternation of my wife, I flip away to see what the charismatics are saying. Now, it's not making me a charismatic. If I was agin them before, I'm more agin them now. As a result. But anyway, there was this fella. By the way, if I were bald, this is what I would do. He had one fella standing there and one fella standing there, and they were jigging around as he was preaching. And he would walk up and down. He had a funny looking coat on him with white in the vents at the back. I don't know what he was supposed to look like, but he had a bald head. And as he walked up and down like this here, and they where he was sweating, they would walk forward and they would rub his dome with their towel. They would somehow keep the sweat from blinding him. The poor couldn't have seen less if he had been blinded, because he's absolutely daft. And there he was, strutting about that platform, telling these people about the evils of doctrine. Here's a Christian, so-called Christian preacher. Don't talk to me about your doctrine. That's the old story. And he actually made the statement, your doctrine will take you to hell. I want to tell you the doctrine of justification by free grace through faith in Jesus Christ never took anybody to hell. But that's what he said. Don't talk to me about doctrine. And that's the mindset. Once you get people, quotes, to make a commitment, then you keep getting them to make other commitments. And you think by getting them to make other commitments, walk the aisle this Sunday, walk the aisle next Sunday, walk the aisle the following Sunday, in some way you're strengthening them. And anybody who has ever been up and down those aisles will know, far from making them solid, it is tearing the guts out of their experience. And I heard another preacher, a great Southern Baptist preacher, one of the most successful men in America, and one of the most sincere. He's going down to tell you how to get solid. And the story's always the same. He said, we have got to discover these principles. And he always has 6, 7, 8, or 9, 10 principles. And here's this principle, and 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 this principle. And this is what's going to make you solid. But it doesn't. That's law. The law can tell you what you ought to do, but it can't give you the power to do it. Paul says, listen, you'll be established according to my gospel. If you want to get established, you don't need to go into all these finely drawn principles that people have greened up. You need to get to understand the gospel. You need to understand the depths of the person and work of Christ. You need to be rooted in the great doctrines of the covenant of grace. You need to be made solid in what it is to be in Christ and to have the objective application to your heart of the merits of Christ. You need to know what it is to be accepted in the beloved. And when these things get through to your heart, my then you'll be able to live right. When you see Jesus, you will be a principled person, because the product of the gospel is a life of holiness that fulfills the law of God. But it has to start with the gospel. It has to start with the gospel. So Paul says, this is my task. I've got to teach you the gospel. You think you know the gospel because you've been saved. Listen, the gospel is deeper than the deepest ocean on earth. And you have never begun to plumb its depths. The more you study it, the more there is to study. The more you plunge into it, the deeper it will appear to you to be. The gospel is as vast, listen to me, in its characteristics and in its wisdom and power, it's as vast as God is, because it is the wisdom of God and it is the power of God. Oh, that we would then get to this place of establishment by the gospel.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.